The Vermilion River winds quietly through a ravine blanketed with dead leaves and snow. The mint green waters ripple gently past large branches that protrude from the curvy banks of ice and mud. Only the distant hum of traffic and the occasional barking of a dog break the silence. But while the surface of the Vermilion is still, its waters teem of small, silvery minnows called Topeka shiners. And while the fish's habitat here is serenely quiet, the controversy surrounding it is not.
What happens with the Topeka shiner is that all these things that basically are put in place to kind of be a safety net for a nation's food supply come to a screeching halt.
Jared Johnson is a fifth-generation farmer and a member of the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. Recently, the group passed resolution supporting efforts to delist the minnow and drop South Dakota from the list of critical habitats. Pointing to the high number of Topeka shiners frequenting the state's waterways, Mr. Johnson and his colleagues say that continuing the regulations that protect endangered species will punish the farmers and ranchers whose land management practices have helped the minnow prosper.
If the U.S. Fish and Wildlife is not satisfied with what the management practices are in regards to the shiner, any federal funding, such as if federal crop insurance, loan deficiency payments, could then be held up or not paid out, basically, due to their dissatisfaction with the way that the shiner has been managed, and we think that's just unacceptable.
The cattlemen would like to see restrictions on their land near streams during spawning eased or eliminated. Many Topeka shiners live in rivers, though some have appeared in trenches, dugouts, and culverts adjacent to farms and grazing land. Some of those waterways only flow during certain times of the year, requiring farmers and ranchers to maintain the groundwater seepage that's essential for the minnow's survival. While that may seem like a lot of effort for a fish that's only 7 centimeters long on average, wildlife biologists like Pete Gober say it's worth it. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife official says the Topeka shiner is an indicator species. Its presence in a stream suggests that the waterway is healthy and suitable for other fish and aquatic life.
It's intermittent to perennial streams that provide good water quality and that have holes at least deep enough to where they don't freeze up in the wintertime. The estimate, I think, has been provided of approximately 35 or 40 streams that have Topeka shiner populations in South Dakota.
Mr. Goldberg commends South Dakota for its successful handling of the fish and sympathizes with the state's farmers and ranchers who must continue to comply with federal rules as long as the Topeka shiner still needs protection in neighboring states. Adding to the conflict is a recent Bush administration plan to ease regulations in the 1977 Federal Clean Water Act. That legislation sets standards for water quality and restricts what can be dumped into the nation's waterways. According to Julie Sibbing of the National Wildlife Federation, any change in water management practices could threaten the Topeka shiner and other aquatic species.
Any water-based fish or aquatic life is going to be potentially threatened by these rule changes. The Clean Water Act requires people to get a permit not just to fill in or channelize a creek, stream, or wetland, but also to discharge pollutants. So if you can legally discharge pollutants into a wetland or a stream they consider isolated, any life in waters downstream could potentially be threatened.
These concerns, and those of farmers like Jared Johnson, are of great interest to Jeffrey Shearer, a wildlife biologist with the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks Department. For several months now, he has been gathering inputs on a new management plan for the Topeka shiner.
It kind of gives us a working document that gets everyone on the same page in South Dakota, you know, whether it's all the state agencies down to the district conservation folks in each county. And it kind of tells them what we're doing with the Topeka shiner, you know, why it's listed, why we have the status of the shiner that we do in South Dakota, and how we're going to manage for that shiner in the future.
Mr. Shearer says a finalized management plan should be ready by August. Before that time, agencies and other interested parties will have a chance to weigh in on the future of the Topeka shiner and whether South Dakota will remain on the list of critical habitats. It's a debate that may determine the course of land management practices and conservation procedures around the country for years to come. For Our World, I'm Brian Bull in Vermilion, South Dakota. For Main Street, I'm Brian Bull in Vermilion, South Dakota. For Coast to Coast, I'm Brian Bull in Vermilion, South Dakota.